This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, welcome back to the program here. 4 o'clock is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Peoria with the Padres. Padres fell to the Cleveland Guardians today, 7-4. Was the final score. Padres are quite concerning, 1-4 now in spring training. And Joe Musgrove, concerning some, I'm sure, although he shouldn't be. Inning and two-thirds, 3 hits, 4 runs today, gave up a home run. Spring ERA for Joe, 43.20.
Oh, that's down from the 108 that I saw earlier today.
Yeah, he's bringing it down. He's had two rough starts, although Michael King pitched well today. 2 shutout innings. Robbie Snelling threw an inning today. And 2 hits for Ethan Salas, his first 2 of this spring training. He had a double and a single. Cal Mitchell, the outfielder from Rancho Bernardo High School, hit a home run today for the Padres and drove in 2. Jake Cronenworth had an RBI single. But that is the spring training update for you. We're going to get into some Chris versus the fans here shortly. There isn't a whole lot of other stuff going on. The Dodgers did trade Manuel Margot today. Before he ever really played for the Dodgers, he was dealt to the Minnesota Twins. And Kike Hernandez, who was rumored to be a possibility for the Padres, will instead return to the Dodgers. Kike Hernandez. I don't know why, even though he's a Dodger, I like him, Tony.
Kike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just he's a player I like, even though he's on the plays for the bad guys.
Yeah, no, he's a super utility type of guy. He can play multiple positions.
Plays them all pretty well.
And you know what? You get into some clutch time. He certainly has stepped into those shoes before. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of reasons to like Kike.
I wouldn't have minded him coming to the Padres. But then again, with the holes the Padres currently have, I wouldn't mind anybody coming to the Padres just to maybe give me one more guy. Or one more arm between now and the trip to Korea. Cody Bellinger and the Cubs agreed on a 3-year, $80 million contract. You're probably aware of that by now.
30-30-20.
Okay. So he'll have to settle for the 20 in year number 3.
Well, he's got opt-outs after the first 2 years. So,
can you imagine an opt-out? How much you making? $30 million. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and turn it down next year.
Yeah.
Because I can get more.
I can get about 35.
Incredible.
40. You know, one of the big questions is the longer Blake Snell, amongst Padres fans, is the longer Blake Snell goes without being signed to a team, does that give the Padres a chance to get him back for this year?
No.
Who is the agent for Blake Snell?
Scott Boras.
Yeah, I don't think he's given out any discounts. Don't remember the last time he did. I did see one home run over the weekend.
Wait, wouldn't Cody Bellinger kind of be a discount?
No.
Still,
he wanted way more than he,
but he's
I know
still
what
getting
he got.
$24 million a
the
year.
The years, I think, are what
million.
These guys want, right, Tony?
Well, I mean, until you don't, right? I mean, you're still getting paid $30 million per season for the first 2 years of that deal.
He's doing okay.
I don't think that's a discount. I think that's a pretty good deal.
All right.
He's doing all right. I did see one home run over the weekend that caught
just
my
extrapolated
eye.
Out over what? An 8 year deal, whatever that number is.
30 times 8 is 240 million.
You gave
million.
Him way too difficult of a problem.
240 million.
I had him do it because I couldn't do it. That's why.
You know what's really sad is I was watching the show Bluey over the weekend with my nieces, and Bluey's
a
great show.
That's my son loves Bluey.
Oh, it's a great show. I love that show so much. Now,
sorry,
but they did some math problems on
Bluey?
One of the episodes, and I couldn't figure it out. yes,
to
Bluey,
bear there, buddy.
Bluey is a. I think
what is Bluey? I don't
Bluey's
even know
a dog,
what Bluey is.
A 6-year-old girl dog, and then they have she has a little sister, and it's about the parents and the family, basically. It's a really funny show.
Is it a live action show?
No, it's a
or
cartoon. No, dogs
cartoon.
Don't talk in real life,
well,
Chris.
I didn't say the dog talked. You didn't say it talked. You just said okay. It was about a dog.
Fair enough.
You didn't say that it spoke or didn't speak.
No,
so
no. Bluey is.
Felt like I was well within my rights to ask that.
Apparently, I need to write a children's story because these people make so much money off of children's stories and TV shows and all
this
of this
is
stuff.
A scravy finally getting into a parent world over
well,
here.
Well, we were trying to, my nieces and I, while they're between throwing up and everything else, we were trying to figure out our next hit show, and I said that they would be in it.
When you're a parent, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not, but when you're a parent, if they wanted to watch NYPD Blue.
Yeah, you can't let them
as watch long
that.
As they were quiet.
No.
Would that not you know, just something to get them focused on something other
that
than
is,
you having to take up their time.
That is why iPads have sold to kids for a long time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got that right.
I don't think that they should be watching NYPD.
No, I didn't mean that. But you know what I'm saying? Just watching not Bluey, but just anything. Just please.
Yeah.
Whatever will keep
well,
your
at least,
attention.
You know, if you're going to make a kid show, make it adult friendly as well. That's why SpongeBob people loved as well, because it was funny to adults and kids. Anyway, there are going to be lots of stuff like this on the Scraby Show, so don't worry, everybody.
Yeah, Scraby Chronicles.
My Bluey breakdown.
Scraby Chronicles follow this show, but first we get to today's Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
Oh, you want to read it? Go.
No, you go for it.
Well, you've been gone for a couple of days.
Okay.
I thought you missed it.
I did. I missed it so much.
Yeah.
And you're qualified if you win. For a grand prize, a 2-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas and 2 tickets to Air Supply with a legacy spanning decades. Air Supply continues to captivate hearts now in their 45th anniversary year. The duo continues to play more than 130 shows a year worldwide. Join us in celebrating their music and enduring legacy on May 31st and June 1st, 2024 at the Westgate International Theater at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. Whew. Now, the rules. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time
player!
Thanks, guys. Let us know before the first question, and you'll get that question for free. There we go.
I don't know why I find that so hilarious.
The playa?
Playa!
I find it hilarious that somebody criticized that in a tweet a couple of weeks ago.
You know what?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
was
sir or madam. I would like for you to stop listening if you're going to hate
no
the playa.
Kidding, man. If you don't like us saying playa, then...
I mean, that's literally like 3 seconds
my advice
of a 4-hour
to you
show.
Is don't listen.
All right. Tony, it's all yours.
All right, first contestant of the day, Steve. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Hey, Steve.
Top of the Monday to you.
Here we go. First question.
Go get it.
Name one of the two Pardon the Interruption hosts.
Tony Kornheiser.
Nice job.
Boom. Tony Kornheiser. On to question number two.
Michael Wilbon.
Did you know that that's Adam's like favorite show?
I think
on
it's
TV?
I think it's the best of the talking head sports shows, personally.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
All right, two endorsements on this station.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Sorry, Tony.
No worries at all, guys. Question number two. Who was the Golden State Warriors coach before Steve Kerr?
Was it Mark Jackson?
Wow.
Very good.
Mama,
wow.
There goes that man. It was indeed Mark Jackson.
Hand down, man down.
Hand down, man down. What question number three.
Mark Jackson.
Wow.
That was a good get, by the way.
That was a huge get,
Steve. I was racking my
brain. I mean, it's only
brain.
Been one coach of Go.
I know, but I didn't remember.
Touche. Where should we go here? How about this one? If Manny Machado starts at third base in Korea, he will set a franchise record by making his sixth opening day start at the hot corner. Who is he currently tied with?
Oh, no. Is it King Caminiti?
King Caminiti!
Stay
grab
there.
Grab a Snickers
stay
is
there.
Not it.
Grab a
Chris
Snickers.
Ello.
Third base. Chase Headley?
Oh! Yeah, sorry, Steve. I thought you were there.
Chase Headley.
Yeah.
That was a great question from AJ Cassavell's newsletter. If you don't have it, you need to sign up for it because it has trivia questions in it every single day.
That was a good
And you
one.
Stole a trivia question?
Yes, but I just gave him credit, so I think we're okay.
Okay. Let's move to our next.
Okay.
Let's move to this next contestant, James. Welcome to the show. Happy beginning of the week.
James. There he is.
Wee.
Hello, James.
Hi, James.
Hello.
All right. Here we go. First question. What sport is being referenced when you say the octagon?
That'll be UFC.
UFC, MMA, all works.
Yep.
Very nice.
Move to question number two. What Texas Ranger won AL MVP back in... Back in 2010.
Good boy.
Man. I can't even guess.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
he
didn't
give you
a
chance.
Sorry. Yeah, don't throw a name out because it might cost you. I don't know here. Because I know MVPs. Like, if you ask me 1974 Texas Rangers MVP, I'd say Jeff Burrows. This one, I'll say Josh Hamilton.
Correct.
Sorry, Scrape.
That's okay. That don't worry.
He got excited for a minute. He thought I was going to miss it.
Sorry about that, James.
He did.
Nobody, by the way, if you're ever playing this game and you're playing against me, it certainly makes sense that you would be rooting against me. Because if I get it wrong, you stay alive. But as hard as you're rooting against me to get it wrong, it pales in comparison to how hard Scraby roots against
me.
Oh, yeah. To get these wrong.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, all right, I'm feeling good. I don't need to worry about any more questions. And then Chris gets it right and it foils my plan.
Yes, he hates it.
All right, let's go to our next contestant, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Howdy-do.
By the way, that's one of the favorites. We're getting people saying howdy-do is a good one and playa is a good one. So I don't want to hear that person who hated playa.
Yeah, stop being a player hater. Here we go. First question. How many years is an NFL franchise tag?
1 year?
Yeah, that's a little tricky one right there.
That was it is tricky, indeed one.
They can come back and sneaky. Give it to you again the second year, but
oh,
I can see how that can kind of trick you.
I remember when the franchise tag was invented, and it's the average of the top five salaries at that position.
Yeah, it's like the kiss of death for some guys.
People thought that was the greatest thing ever until they started giving it to people. Now nobody wants it.
Yeah, because you don't get your future taken care
of. You only get the 1 year. Yeah. Here we go. Question number two. There is only one active player with multiple World Series MVP awards. Who that?
Can I tell you who won the MVP last year?
That's tough.
Didn't Seager win? I'm going to say Seager.
I think he got it.
He got it in the 2020 year, the World Series. No, exactly.
The Mickey Mouse, yes, and also the drunk Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
Drunk Rob Manfred, the trophy made out of metal. He had it all going that year. All right, here we go. Question number three.
Very good get, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, that was.
Michael. That was a great question.
I don't think he heard you.
I just said it was a tough get, a good
oh,
get.
No, he said hello, hello.
Oh, hello, hello.
No, did I just hello, hello?
Oh.
You hello'd hello. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Love it.
Question number three. In 2011, two pitchers accomplished the pitching triple crown. Name both.
Two guys did it?
Yeah. Two guys.
Yeah. Only in one
in
year?
His, only time
one
in
one year.
Wow. That's
I think
pretty
this,
hard.
That, I think that might have been the same year that... Didn't Cabrera go for the triple crown in 11?
Let me see.
Oh, Miguel Cabrera on the hitting side.
But this was definitely pitching side.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I remember the Cabrera stuff. I don't remember.
Yeah, this was tough. Tough.
I'm gonna say Verlander and Greinke.
Stay there.
Mm.
Stay there.
2011, you say?
Yes.
I was going to go with Verlander. I'll stay with Verlander.
Okay.
I don't even know where he was pitching then, so the American or National. The only other guy that's been that good for the last 10, 12 years before the buzzer is Kershaw. Verlander and Kershaw would be my answer.
Oh,
I guess, I guess I got it right.
Heart out.
I guess
you
I got
just
it right.
Ripped my heart out. So mad. I'm sorry, Michael. I was already preparing for the next segment.
That's funny.
By the way, 2012 was the year that.
Okay, so it was the year
Cabrera
after.
Did. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, now we have to do a tiebreaker. Sorry, Michael.
Tiebreaker.
That was a good answer, Chris.
Thank you.
Let's just do one of those guys. Let's do Clayton Kershaw because of that.
Clayton Kershaw.
Just because of that, not because I like the Dodgers or anything like that. Before I start getting tweets and DMs about how much I love the Dodgers,
let's we know that you were a fan of them putting up the Kershaw meme last year.
Do you not know that I was behind it? Come on, yeah, right. I would get in so much trouble if that was me. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, you are up.
I am up. All right, sounds good.
All right, Joe, you know how to play tiebreaker?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Chris, how many innings has he pitched in his career, Clayton Kershaw?
How many years?
16.
3,000.
3,000. Is the actual answer higher or lower, Joe?
I'm going to go higher.
Not correct. Sorry, Joe. It was 2,712 and 2/3 innings pitched. So,
sorry, Joe.
All right, next contestant. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
Hey, Ryan. Right.
Chris, how many games has he won in his career?
He's over 200, I think. 210.
210. Is the actual answer higher or lower, Ryan?
I'm going to go higher.
Oh, he doesn't have 200 yet.
No, he does. Chris guessed it right on the number.
No way.
210. He did.
That's the first. I think you should give Ryan another chance then. Because he couldn't win.
Okay.
Right? He couldn't win whether he gets higher or lower. He couldn't win.
Wow, that's a pretty fair thing you just did there.
Leave
Chris.
Ryan in the
game. All right,
game.
Ryan's still there. Ryan,
that's the first time I've ever guessed right on the number.
That was pretty good.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. How many strikeouts does he have in his career?
Oh, boy. I'll say they'll try 3,000 again.
3,000. Ryan, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher.
Higher. All right. I think
they would have made a big deal out of his 3,000 strikeout. I don't remember.
Yeah, he's close. He's very close.
He's getting close, though.
2,944.
So yeah, he's almost there.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for
today. You're just not giving it away today.
Yeah.
Nobody qualifies today.
Yeah. No one earned it today.
No one earned it today. We will be giving away some Aztec basketball tickets within the next hour. So stick around for a chance to go see the Aztecs play San Jose State. NCAA basketball at Viejas Arena tomorrow night. We'll take a break, check some traffic while nobody celebrates a win.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, welcome back to the program. 4:25 is the time. Chris Ellum, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby. Scraby's Chronicles come up after the show today. He's got a one-hour show. He's going to probably use all of it on the Daily Gripe.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been griping pretty much since I ran into you earlier today. And you were out for 2 days last week, so you've got to make up for lost time.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. I have a notes thing going in my phone, so I never forget. Because sometimes I don't really have a great gripe, and now I got so many to choose from.
Put the Tony Gwynn's Lakers on the latest list of teams griping about NBA officiating.
By the way, real quick, Tony is making a phone call that cannot be moved, so he will be right back.
Yeah, he'll be right back. Phoenix shot 19 free throws yesterday. The Lakers shot 8. So the Lakers whined and complained about the officiating after the game. It is inconsistent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I feel for the Lakers. I do. But I feel for all the teams in the NBA, it seems like every time somebody loses a game now in the NBA, it's because the officiating, and either the league has got to do something to get better officials, or these guys got to stop complaining about it. It's a bad look. There's no way that every game in the NBA is determined by the officials. The Lakers averaged 24 free throw attempts per game, and they only had 8. So maybe it was one of those days where Phoenix didn't foul him, or maybe it was one of those days where the officials just thought they'd let him play a little more. The thing is, if the Lakers are complaining about officiating, then anybody can complain about officiating. Because the Lakers get their share of calls, if not more than anybody. And I'm speaking with Tony's a Laker fan, so
yeah,
I get his, you know, I'm sure he's probably exasperated with me right now.
I am.
Okay, so was it bad?
I mean, did
the officials just cost them the game yesterday?
Listen, the Lakers aren't playing consistently enough, in my opinion, to have a good gripe about this. Like, if they were, you know, tops in the league and, you know, they had been playing, you know, they'd been having that, I would feel differently about it. But they've been as inconsistent as any team in the league. And so, yes, the fouls or non-foul calls were atrocious. There's no doubt. However, to me, in order to have a good argument, you would have need to be in a consistent team and have played a certain way all season long. They just haven't, in my opinion. And so I hear them. I agree with them. But it's not one I'm willing to die on the hill for.
Miami Heat for Jimmy Butler was among 5 players suspended without pay. I don't know. Did you see the altercation the other night?
I did.
Against
I did.
New Orleans. This is another thing that's happening too often, or is it more often, or is it just maybe I'm noticing it more? I mean, it was the guy definitely wrapped. I think Kevin Love wrapped up the player.
Yep.
And didn't
yep.
let him get a free throw. Didn't get him a layoff up. I think you got to keep your cool a little better than this. I know
it wasn't
that it's
even
tough,
it wasn't even
that bad of a deal, was it?
And the thing that's starting to happen, it wasn't even the two guys that were actually involved in the play.
Oh right, it was Zion who went up for the layup.
Zion went up for the layup, and to be honest, he just kind of fell weird, and it looked weird, and it was an overreaction by I don't know the guy's name. It was on Zion's team. An overreaction, and once he overreacted, then guess what?
Then everybody had to.
Jimmy Butler had to overreact.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I get coming to your teammates' defense, and there are many ways to do that without actually turning it into a physical altercation. But at least if you're going to go that route, make sure that it's a worthy cause. Like, you know, don't do it on a foul that was like, not even a really hard foul. He like wrapped him up. He really, I think Williamson was actually thanking Love because he could have fell. Tried to keep him from falling.
Yeah, I saw something on the Laker Network yesterday. It was a look back at the famous moment in the Celtic-Laker rivalry.
Kurt Rambis. Yeah.
When Kevin McHale clotheslined Kurt Rambis.
I'm talking
and
WWE clothesline.
Clotheslined him. Rambis's both feet flew out from under him. He said that he thought his foot was going to hit the rim. That's how high up in the air he was. And he got completely clotheslined on a breakaway layup. Rambis got up, tried to get it. I mean, it was a major scuffle broke out. It was during the NBA Finals. The end of the story was the fact that
two shot foul.
Rambis got 2 free throws and the game went on.
No one was ejected.
No ejections.
Nothing.
No intentional flagrant foul of any kind.
Do you guys feel like,
I don't know if it was better then or not, but part of that does make it better.
Do you
that
guys
you
feel
could
like,
just play basketball.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Keep trying to jump
That's
in
right.
on you, Chris.
Go ahead.
Do you guys feel like just because there's so much more money involved that these guys are more protective over themselves than the guys in the past?
Nah,
like, if
nah.
Kurt Rambis, if that happened
nah.
today, those guys nah. are getting up and they're going to be fighting. Kurt Rambis
nah.
takes his free throws.
Hold up. Here's the deal. They fought after Kurt Rambis got clotheslined. They definitely fought. Like,
yeah,
they
there
were
was
pushing.
A scuffle, for
there
sure.
were some punches. There was some scuffle. The moral to the story is that they didn't kick anybody out. It was like, all right, get over it. We finna finish playing basketball.
Yeah, Rambis made 1 or 2 free throws, and the game went on. I don't know that that was better or not, because you do have to protect these guys from stuff like a clothesline. But part of me liked it better then, when you just boys will be boys and you kept playing. I don't know what the perfect solution to all of that is.
Yeah.
We'll take a break here. We'll get a Big Five coming up in the next segment. Scraby returns after Adam Klug substituted for you the other day.
I know the key to the World Series for the Padres.
He tried to Wally Pip you. He was really enjoying this.
Tried to Wally Pip you.
You know,
man.
Chris did say before the show that Adam Klug is now the best Big Five guy in the building.
Well, he did ask the question that was able to elicit the figure skating response from Sam Levitt, which is one of the better responses we've ever had in the history of the Big Five.
I did hear about this.
Please play it at some point today.
Actually, Adam did send it to me over the weekend, and I made a promo, so you will be hearing that on the station. But I actually, when I was listening to it, I thought Sam's going to say something like figure skating or ice dancing or something like that, and
that's
boom, figure skating.
That's what he said. All right, we'll find out what we say when we come back with more Gwynn and Chris. 4:38 the time. Welcome back.
Oh, you're bringing us back?
No.
Oh.
I was just joking.
Oh, he says.
I was just joking.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you are bringing us back. You're right.
I think it's my turn, but I wasn't sure. We had a little confusion, which is nothing new for this program. It is Gwynn and Chris, and we're going to get into the Big Five here. We've got to check a little traffic. I understand there's a little rain out there, Scraby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you what, it keeps raining, people are going to move. People are getting frustrated with this rain. I don't know why you guys are all so frustrated with the rain. February and March.
Every year.
Every year.
So what is
the big surprise to anybody?
Yeah, I
don't know. From back when I played to when you played, Tony, I don't ever remember the beginning of an Aztec baseball season not getting interrupted because of rain.
100%.
Every year.
100%.
So this is not shocking, people.
Wow. I think we're getting record amounts of rain.
Listen, there's no doubt we're getting record amount of rain. And let's be real. San Diegans don't like it at all. If we get a week of it, we expect that the next 6 months there should be no rain. Because at that point, it feels like it's rained for 6 months.
Yeah.
So I get it. But this is a yearly thing for us. We might be getting more of it than usual, but...
You may not like to hear this out there, but in San Diego, when it comes to weather, we are the very definition of soft. I'm sorry.
I stand up for all of us to be the soft one, because I am. I hate with a passion being cold. There's nothing worse, I don't think.
You brought your jacket to Korea, right?
No, I brought multiple jackets to Korea, son. Don't you worry.
I just keep hearing from people, tell Tony it is so cold over there and he better expect it to be cold.
Oh, don't you worry. I am prepared. Layers on layers on layers.
All right.
Let us get to traffic then, and then the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We need to get started because I know why the Padres are going to win the World Series.
Number five.
And it was something that I found actually in one of those AI articles by Sports Illustrated, but they had a quote and it was a legit quote, so I'm going to use it.
What's an AI article?
Remember when we were talking about Sports Illustrated? Closing
fake,
up shop.
An artificial intelligence or intelligence
article. They didn't really. How do you know?
Because you can tell.
Okay.
You can tell.
Scraby's the only one with this skill set, by the way.
Right. Wait, you guys. Tony, I thought you said you know when it's AI. Because
it's just
poorly written and it doesn't make any sense.
I just agree.
Who are you to judge poorly written?
With your sentiment. That it seems like it could. Like the articles are so poorly written that maybe that's was the answer.
Well, I didn't know it though. Yeah, I guess Sports Illustrated could be hiring people straight out of college or something. But anyway, I found this and I went with it. So, Chris, you're up first. Listen up.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I was going to start it a different way and it didn't make sense, so I had to stop. All right. The key for the Padres to getting to the World Series is something that A.J. Preller told the San Diego Union-Tribune, and it's about Fernando Tatis Jr., and it isn't really news, but what he said was this, quote, "He's been a silver slugger, an all-star, and obviously what he can do defensively. I think that for us to contend and challenge and compete and go win a World Series, that's probably Fernando being the best version of himself, and that's being a five-tool guy that can dominate on both sides of the ball, and I think that's what he expects of himself," end quote. So nothing new here, but Chris, does Fernando need to be elite for the Padres to get to the World Series?
Elite?
Elite. MVP.
I don't think he has to be elite for them to get there, but I think he's going to be elite. I mean, did the Texas Rangers have somebody who was just off the charts elite last year?
Corey Seager was pretty good.
Corey Seager was very good. Adolis Garcia was unbelievable in the American League playoffs. But I don't know that Fernando has to go like 50-50 season to make the... What did you say, make the playoffs or the World Series?
No, he
World
said win Series. A World Series.
Win a World Series. It wouldn't hurt.
Well, yeah, yes, I know.
But I don't know that he has to.
But they
to.
Can get there without him having a perfect season, say.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think about this?
I think they need to have him be at his best in order to have a good season. I don't know that they needed to be a World Series champion. And that's just by evidence of who the MVP was last year and what that got them. And they probably had one of the most talented teams in all of baseball and still got beat in the first round. I don't even know if they won a game, actually, in the playoff round they were in.
Who's that, Dodgers or Braves?
The Braves,
I think,
right?
The Braves Acuna. Snuck one.
They did win
did
one.
They win
Michael
one?
Harris made the catch of the century.
Oh, that's right. They
the
snuck
fence
one.
To end
that's
the
right.
one game, and that was the only one they won.
That's right. So, yeah, no, I don't think he has to win an MVP or, you know, be elite, as you said, in order for the Padres to win a World Series. I do think he will. I already told you he's my MVP choice for the National League this year. So, but I don't think it's necessary for them to win a World Series. He just needs to be really good.
Number four.
Which he already is. So, Russell Wilson recently got a haircut. There's a lot of hair going on in this next clip I'm about to play. And not that you could see it or anything, but Brandon Marshall, the former wide receiver, has some interesting hair going on. Russell
His
Wilson,
hair looks exactly like Cam Newton's.
Exactly. Interesting looking hair going on.
It's just dreads.
In the video with Cam Newton fighting all those guys, all I do is spot the top
about
of his hair.
That's how much he was manhandling. His hat didn't even budge that whole time.
That is true. These guys just, side note, those guys just look like idiots because they tried to take on a former NFL quarterback who's massive. Anyway, Russell Wilson was recently on the I Am Athlete podcast and said this about his future in the NFL.
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through, whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else. I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. You know, I love the city and everything else, but you know, you also want to be a place that wants you too. So the thing that I want to do is win, man. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's a lot of music going on in that clip, but said he wants to win at least two more Super Bowls, and I'm glad he's in the AFC because then, you know, 49ers don't have to face him with that fire underneath of him. Tony, Russell Wilson... I know, I'm a jerk. Does Russell Wilson win at least one more Super Bowl?
That'd be hard to convince me he can. There is that whole Patrick Mahomes situation you have to deal with that everybody's going to have to deal with, not just Russell Wilson. But first, he's got to get out of Denver. Because, I mean, if he wants to have any chance at all to win, I don't care if, you know, they change their mind. If I was him, the kind of disrespect he's seen from that organization and that head coach in particular, really, get it, run as far as you can away. And he's going to be cheap, by the way, because Denver has to pay him a whole lot of money that's guaranteed. Yeah. And so he can sign a minimum deal for one of these teams that needs a quarterback desperately. Steelers. I don't think he wins a title. I can't see it. Under his best case scenario,
yeah,
I can't see him winning a title.
Chris, what do you think? How many more Super Bowls do you think?
There's too many people out there that are dying to win their first for him to get his second. No wins for Russell Wilson. Mm. And I don't really care what he says. I think he's lost it. I don't think he has much left, personally.
All right. Don't know where that came from. Sorry, Russell.
Come on, Russell. Let's go, Russell. Baby.
I don't know. I was just challenging
you, Russell. Challenging you, boy.
Number three.
The Cincinnati Bengals have made their first big decision of the offseason, and it was placing the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. The move positions the Bengals to retain Higgins for at least one more season. Should the two sides fail to come to a long-term agreement before July 15th, he's going to be restricted to a one-year deal with the club worth $21.8 million, which is what the tag number is for wide receivers in 2024. Higgins had the worst year of his career number-wise and injury-wise, so many were wondering what the Bengals would do with this whole thing. Chris, do you think this was the right move for them?
It's hard to answer it because I don't really study their salary cap situation, but on the surface
they did not have much room, but the new cap number allowed them to do some things.
All right. I mean, the new cap is crazy. We talked about that last week, that it went up by like 13%, which is an amazing amount of money that the NFL is making. Yeah, I'm good with T. Higgins. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, it's always good to have somebody that good on the other side. So I don't think the Bengals have a lot of needs. Just stay healthy, keep Burrow upright, and they'll be in the hunt again. So I think Higgins is a good part of that team.
Tony, do you think this was the right move for the Bengals?
Yes. I think T. Higgins is the really the unspoken, like, you know, because a lot of times Ja'Marr Chase is going to get doubled. And you have a clear, no matter who, honestly, T. Higgins is good enough to be a number one receiver, in my opinion. But the fact that Chase is going to receive double teams, leaving him one-on-one a lot of times, he's a big dude that can float. So I think this is a great move by the Bengals.
Number two.
Golf has not had much good stuff come out about it lately, and most of the recent stuff outside of LIV is the unruly fan behavior seen out on the course. And according to a Palm Beach Post story, Charlie Woods, the 15-year-old son of Tiger Woods, played through multiple incidents of unruly fan behavior last Thursday during a Cognizant Classic pre-qualifier at Lost Lake Golf Club. That was a lot of words. Some of the incidents included these. Fans walked alongside Woods on the fairway, ignoring requests from tournament officials to stay on the cart path, prompted one fan to ask an official, "Who are you, the fire marshal?"
See, this is the kind of ridiculousness I'm talking about.
Yes, it gets worse. A grandmother admitted to pulling her granddaughter out of school in the hopes of Woods noticing her. That is creepy and weird. And a fan asked Woods if he would sign How I Play Golf, a book that I actually own and still read. It was written by Tiger. After he walked off the 12th green, when an official denied the fan yelled, and as Woods teed off on the 13th hole, the fan shouted, "I live here!" Which doesn't make any sense.
These people are ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, his high school golf coach says during high school matches, there are paparazzi up in trees trying to take pictures of Charlie Woods. So, Tony, is this, like, obviously this is not fair attention for a 15-year-old, but is this fair attention for Charlie Woods?
No, it's not fair attention from anybody. Listen. I won't even approach the second into the second one, right? The grandmother taking her granddaughter out of school, whatever. All right, that's happened before. The first
15.
One though.
What are you trying to do,
the,
people?
The first one is the one that it really irritates the heck out of me. What was the statement? Give it to me again.
Who are you, the fire marshal?
So the official that works there. Not the fire marshal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do we need to escalate it in order to get the fire marshal out here? Like, come on, man. Like, obviously he's not a fire marshal, but obviously he's trying to keep you off of the path. It's just the entitlement is mind-blowing. That's what the common thing is, too. Like, go to the extreme. What are you, the police? Oh, okay, I got to be the police to get you to do the right thing here? Gosh, what was the real question? I'm sorry. Is it too much?
Is it fair attention for him because he's Tiger Woods' son?
I mean, there should be the paparazzi stuff. Listen, when your dad is of that stardom, it comes with the territory. Fair or unfair, you can make the determination on that. But you know, it's all ridiculous. The last one and the first one, like, just be a good human being. Stop being
weird.
A Jack, you know what?
Chris, is this fair attention for Charlie Woods?
No, and these stories really are getting old. But I don't know what we can do. As I've said before, 99% of the people are all right. These 1% are maybe higher, 5%, are messing it up for the rest of us. And behavior like this from fans is what limits the access for other fans. And I don't know how to stop it. I just wish it would. I wish it would curtail. I just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave this poor. There's no way they're going to leave Charlie Woods alone because his last name is Woods, and that's just, you know, and he's playing golf.
Yeah.
He's got no choice there, but people do have a choice in how they behave, and, you know, head shaking to hear all this.
On the chat, we have a question. Why don't those courses have event security? They do have event security.
Yeah, that's who they just told. Hey, what are you, the fire marshal?
The fire marshal.
Get out of here. But that's what.
They didn't have event security for his high school matches in the beginning, and the coach had to start calling ahead to these different courses to let them know, hey, I have Charlie Woods on my team. You're going to want more security.
Yeah, and guess who has to fork the bill over? The course does in that case. Or, who's going to get more? Who's going to have to pay for more security? The school system is. Like, it's just don't be a jerk. Yeah. You know, it's not that difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. Number one. The Los Angeles Clippers have unveiled a new uniform and a new logo. So just go to their Twitter page, at LA Clippers, and you'll be able to see it. But basically what it is a big ship. It's a ship, a Clipper ship, I guess. And it's in a circle. And then the jerseys are going to be navy blue with red Clippers across the chest, white with blue Clippers across the chest, and then
I've missed that.
Red with Los Angeles in blue across the chest.
Wait, there's a boat involved? How did I miss that?
Yeah, there's a boat involved. I'm surprised you haven't seen that. But there you go. They're getting a new logo and everything. Chris, what do you think of the logo?
It's all right. It's not great. The Clippers, honestly, have changed their look about 100 times in their history. They really ought to settle on something and be done with it, because I can never figure out when the Clippers are the Clippers. So,
all right.
This isn't anything that moves the needle for me.
Tony, what do you think of these new uniforms? Do you like them? Do you think this is good?
I do. I'm happy they're getting out of our building in the first place, but I definitely like the uniforms. They didn't go too far away from what Clippers have been, but they spiced it up a little bit. I like them. I like the unis. They're pretty sweet.
I think the uniforms look nice. The ship logo is a little strange.
Where's the ship logo? I'm missing
it. Go to at LA Clippers. It says new profile pic.
There's a circle that says Los Angeles on the top, Clippers on the bottom. There's a big sea, and in the middle of the sea is the front of a ship.
Looks like I do see it.
Yeah.
Looks like a cruise ship coming right at you there.
All right. That's it for the Big Five. When we get back, reset of the day's biggest news stories on 97.3 The Fan.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We need to get started because I know why the Padres are going to win the World Series.
Number five.
And it was something that I found actually in one of those AI articles by Sports Illustrated, but they had a quote and it was a legit quote, so I'm going to use it.
What's an AI article?
An artificial, like, remember when we were talking about Sports Illustrated? Closing
fake,
up shop.
An artificial intelligence or intelligence
article. Yeah,
they didn't really. How do you know?
Because you can tell.
Okay.
You can tell.
Scraby's the only one with this skill set,
I guess,
too,
so,
by
yeah,
the way.
Right.
Wait, you guys. Tony, I thought you said you know when it's AI. Because
no,
it's just poorly written and it doesn't make any sense.
I just agree.
Who are you to judge poorly written?
With your sentiment that it seems like it could. Like the articles are so poorly written that maybe that was the answer.
Well,
I didn't
guess,
know it, though.
Yeah, I guess Sports Illustrated could be hiring people straight out of college or something. But anyway, I found this and I went with it. So, Chris, you're up first. Listen up.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I was going to start it a different way and it didn't make sense, so I had to stop. All right. The key for the Padres to getting to the World Series is something that A.J. Preller told the San Diego Union-Tribune, and it's about Fernando Tatis Jr., and it isn't really news, but what he said was this, quote, "He's been a silver slugger, an all-star, and obviously what he can do defensively. I think that for us to contend and challenge and compete and go win a World Series, that's probably Fernando being the best version of himself, and that's being a five-tool guy that can dominate on both sides of the ball, and I think that's what he expects of himself," end quote. So nothing new here, but Chris, does Fernando need to be elite for the Padres to get to the World Series?
Elite?
Elite. MVP.
I don't think he has to be elite for them to get there, but I think he's going to be elite. I mean, did the Texas Rangers have somebody who was just off the charts elite last year?
Corey Seager was pretty good.
Corey Seager was very good. Adolis Garcia was unbelievable in the American League playoffs. But I don't know that Fernando has to go like 50-50 season to make the... What did you say, make the playoffs or the World Series?
No, he said win a World Series.
Win a World Series. It wouldn't hurt.
Yes, I know.
But I don't know that he has to.
But they can get there without him having a perfect season, say.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think about this?
I think they need to have him be at his best in order to have a good season. I don't know that they need it to be a World Series champion. And that's just by evidence of who the MVP was last year and what that got them. And they probably had one of the most talented teams in all of baseball and still got beat in the first round. I don't know if they won a game, actually, in the playoff round they were in.
Who's that, Dodgers or Braves?
The Braves,
I think,
right?
The Braves snuck one.
They did win
did
one.
They win
Michael
one?
Harris made the catch of the century.
Oh, that's right. They
the
snuck
fence
one.
To end
that's
the
right.
One game, and that was the only one they won.
That's right. So, yeah, no, I don't think he has to win an MVP or, you know, be elite, as you said, in order for the Padres to win a World Series. I do think he will. I already told you he's my MVP choice for the National League this year. So, but I don't think it's necessary for them to win a World Series. He just needs to be really good.
Number four.
Which he already is. So. Russell Wilson recently got a haircut. There's a lot of hair going on in this next clip I'm about to play. And not that you could see it or anything, but Brandon Marshall, the former wide receiver, has some interesting hair going on.
His hair looks exactly like Cam Newton's.
Exactly. Interesting looking hair going on.
just dreads.
In the video with Cam Newton fighting all those guys, all I do is spot the top of his hair.
That's how much he was manhandling. His hat didn't even budge that whole time.
That is true. These guys just, side note, those guys just look like idiots because they tried to take on a former NFL quarterback who's massive. Anyway, Russell Wilson was recently on the I Am Athlete podcast and said this about his future in the NFL.
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through, whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else. I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. You know, I love the city and everything else, but you know, you also want to be a place that wants you too. So the thing that I want to do is win, man. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's a lot of music going on in that clip, but said he wants to win at least two more Super Bowls, and I'm glad he's in the AFC because then, you know, 49ers don't have to face him with that fire underneath of him. Tony, Russell Wilson... I know, I'm a jerk. Does Russell Wilson win at least one more Super Bowl?
That'd be hard to convince me he can. There is that whole Patrick Mahomes situation you have to deal with that everybody's going to have to deal with, not just Russell Wilson. But first, he's got to get out of Denver. Because, I mean, if he wants to have any chance at all to win, I don't care if, you know, they change their mind. If I was him, the kind of disrespect he's seen from that organization and that head coach in particular, really, get it, run as far as you can away. And he's going to be cheap, by the way, because Denver has to pay him a whole lot of money that's guaranteed. Yeah. And so he can sign a minimum deal for one of these teams that needs a quarterback desperately. Steelers. I don't think he wins a title. I can't see it. Under his best case scenario,
yeah,
I can't see him winning a title.
Chris, what do you think? How many more Super Bowls do you think?
There's too many people out there that are dying to win their first for him to get his second. No wins for Russell Wilson, and I don't really care what he says. I think he's lost it. I don't think he has much left, personally.
All right. Don't know where that came from. Sorry, Russell.
Come on, Russell. Let's go, baby.
I don't know. I was just challenging
you, Russell. Challenging you, boy.
Number three.
The Cincinnati Bengals have made their first big decision of the offseason, and it was placing the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. The move positions the Bengals to retain Higgins for at least one more season. Should the two sides fail to come to a long-term agreement before July 15th, he's going to be restricted to a one-year deal with the club worth $21.8 million, which is what the tag number is for wide receivers in 2024. Higgins had the worst year of his career number-wise and injury-wise, so many were wondering what the Bengals would do with this whole thing. Chris, do you think this was the right move for them?
It's hard to answer because I don't really study their salary cap situation, but on the surface
they did not have much room, but the new cap number allowed them to do some things.
All right. I mean, the new cap is crazy. We talked about that last week, that it went up by like 13%, which is an amazing amount of money that the NFL is making. Yeah, I'm good with T. Higgins. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, it's always good to have somebody that good on the other side. So I don't think the Bengals have a lot of needs. Just stay healthy, keep Burrow upright, and they'll be in the hunt again. So I think Higgins is a good part of that team.
Tony, do you think this was the right move for the Bengals?
Yes. I think T. Higgins is the really the unspoken, like, you know, because a lot of times Ja'Marr Chase is going to get doubled. And you have a clear, no matter who, honestly, T. Higgins is good enough to be a number one receiver, in my opinion. But the fact that Chase is going to receive double teams, leaving him one-on-one a lot of times, he's a big dude that can float So I think this is a great move by the Bengals.
Number two.
Golf has not had much good stuff come out about it lately, and most of the recent stuff outside of LIV is the unruly fan behavior seen out on the course. And according to a Palm Beach Post story, Charlie Woods, the 15-year-old son of Tiger Woods, played through multiple incidents of unruly fan behavior last Thursday during a Cognizant Classic pre-qualifier at Lost Lake Golf Club. That was a lot of words. Some of the incidents included these. Fans walked alongside Woods on the fairway, ignoring requests from tournament officials to stay on the cart path, prompted one fan to ask an official, "Who are you, the fire marshal?"
See, this is the kind of ridiculousness I'm talking about.
Yes, it gets worse. A grandmother admitted to pulling her granddaughter out of school in the hopes of Woods noticing her. That is creepy and weird. And a fan asked Woods if he would sign How I Play Golf, a book that I actually own and still read. It was written by Tiger. After he walked off the 12th green, when an official denied the fan yelled, and as Woods teed off on the 13th hole, the fan shouted, "I live here!" Which doesn't make any sense.
These people are ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, his high school golf coach says during high school matches, there are paparazzi up in trees trying to take pictures of Charlie Woods. So, Tony, is this, like, obviously this is not fair attention for a 15-year-old, but is this fair attention for Charlie Woods?
No, it's not fair attention from anybody. Listen. I won't even approach the second one, right? The grandmother taking her granddaughter out of school, whatever. All right, that's happened before. The first
15.
One though.
What are you trying to do?
The first one is the one that it really irritates the heck out of me. The what was the statement? Give it to me again.
Who are you, the fire marshal?
So the official that works there. Not the fire marshal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do we need to escalate it in order to get the fire marshal out here? Like, come on, man. Like, obviously he's not a fire marshal, but obviously he's trying to keep you off of the path. It's just the entitlement is mind-blowing. That's what the common thing is, too. Like, go to the extreme. What are you, the police? Oh, okay, I got to be the police to get you to do the right thing here? Gosh, what was the real question? I'm sorry. Is it too much
fair attention for him because he's Tiger Woods' son?
I mean, there should be the paparazzi stuff. Listen, when your dad is of that stardom, it comes with the territory. Fair or unfair, you can make the determination on that. But you know, it's all ridiculous. The last one and the first one, like, just be a good human being. Stop being
weird.
Jack, you know what?
Chris, is this fair attention for Charlie Woods?
No. These stories really are getting old. But I don't know what we can do. As I've said before, 99% of the people are all right. These 1% are maybe higher, 5%, are messing it up for the rest of us. And behavior like this from fans is what limits the access for other fans. And I don't know how to stop it. I just wish it would. I wish it would curtail. Leave this poor. There's no way they're going to leave Charlie Woods alone because his last name is Woods, and that's just, you know, and he's playing golf.
Yeah.
He's got no choice there, but people do have a choice in how they behave, and you know, head shaking to hear all this.
On the chat, we have a question. Why don't those courses have event security? They do have event security.
Yeah, that's who they just told. Hey, what are you, the fire marshal?
The fire marshal.
Get out of here.
But
that's what
they didn't have event security for his high school matches in the beginning, and the coach had to start calling ahead to these different courses to let them know, hey, I have Charlie Woods on my team. You're going to want more security.
Yeah, and guess who has to fork the bill over? The course does in that case. Or, who's going to get more? Who's going to have to pay for more security? The school system is. Like, it's just don't be a jerk. Yeah. You know, it's not that difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one.
The Los Angeles Clippers have unveiled a new uniform and a new logo. So just go to their Twitter page, at LA Clippers, and you'll be able to see it. But basically what it is a big ship. It's a ship, a Clipper ship, I guess. And it's in a circle. And then the jerseys are going to be navy blue with red Clippers across the chest, white with blue Clippers across the chest, and then red with Los Angeles in blue across the chest.
Wait, there's a boat involved? How did I miss that?
Yeah, there's a boat involved. I'm surprised you haven't seen that. But there you go. They're getting a new logo and everything. Chris, what do you think of the logo?
It's all right. It's not great. The Clippers, honestly, have changed their look about 100 times in their history. They really ought to settle on something and be done with it, because I can never figure out when the Clippers are the Clippers. So,
all right.
This isn't anything that moves the needle for me.
Tony, what do you think of these new uniforms? Do you like them? Do you think this is good?
I do. I'm happy they're getting out of our building in the first place, but I definitely like the uniforms. They didn't go too far away from what Clippers have been, but they spiced it up a little bit. I like them. I like the unis. They're pretty sweet.
I think the uniforms look nice. The ship logo is a little strange.
Where's the ship logo? I'm missing
it. Go to LA Clippers. It says new profile pic.
There's a circle that says Los Angeles on the top, Clippers on the bottom. There's a big C, and in the middle of the C is the front of a ship.
Looks like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Looks like a cruise ship coming right at you there.
All right. That's it for the Big Five. When we get back, reset of the day's biggest news stories on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.